The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." He says this more than once, which would deem it pretty important. For the past couple of weeks, we have been listening to the Gospel of John on the discourse of the bread of life. What are we to believe about it? And more importantly, what do we believe about it? We have heard in recent history of the Pew poll on those of us who identify as Catholic and our disbelief in the real presence to the tune of 70%, or nearly 70%. So what are we to take from what Jesus says when he says, "I am the bread of life"? In America, the same poll gives credit to 30% of us who say we believe in God and still attend a Sunday service, which contrasts with our European counterparts who attend at a rate of around 17%. Not very hopeful numbers at all. Maybe what Paul mentions when writing to the Ephesians gives us a little insight to our problems today. Let's listen again. "Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with malice, and be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love, as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma." As Christians, we know that the New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New. In our first reading from the first book of Kings, we read of a type of Eucharist. That is, something that points to what the Eucharist is. The angel said to Elijah, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. This is the Eucharist. It is God. It is life. It is sustenance. It is nourishment. It is forgiveness. It is sacrifice. It is food for the journey. It is fragrant. It is thanksgiving. Are we hearing all this when we hear Jesus say, "I am the bread of life"? The Eucharist, the sacrament of our salvation accomplished by Christ on the cross, is also a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for the work of creation. In the Eucharistic sacrifice, the whole of creation loved by God is presented to the Father through the death, and the resurrection of Christ. Through Christ, the church can offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for all that God has made good, beautiful, and just in creation and in humanity. We carry out this command of the Lord by celebrating the memorial of his sacrifice. And in so doing, we offer the Father what he himself has given us, the gifts of creation, bread and wine, which by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the words of Christ have become the body and blood of Christ. Christ is thus really and mysteriously made present. It is by the conversion of the bread and wine into Christ's body and blood that Christ becomes present in the sacrament. The Church Fathers strongly affirm the faith of the Church in the efficacy of the Word of Christ and of the action of the Holy Spirit to bring about this conversion. Thus, St. John Chrysostom declares, "It is not man that causes the things offered to become the body and blood of Christ, but he who was crucified for us, Christ himself." The priest, in the role of Christ, pronounces these words, "But their power and grace are God's." "This is my body," he says. This word transforms the things offered. And St. Ambrose says about the conversion, "Be convinced that this is not what nature has formed, but what the blessing has consecrated. The power of the blessing prevails over that of nature, because by the blessing, nature itself is changed." Could not Christ's word, which can make from nothing what did not exist, change existing things into what they were not before? It is no less a feat to give things their original nature than to change their nature. The Eucharist is also the sacrifice of the Church. The Church, which is the body of Christ, participates in the offering of her head. With him, she herself is offered whole and entire. She unites herself to his intercession with the Father for all men. In the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ becomes the sacrifice of the members of his body. The lives of the faithful, their praise, sufferings, prayer, and work are united with those of Christ and with his total offering, and so acquire a new value. Christ's sacrifice present on the altar makes it possible for all generations to be united with his offering. The Eucharist is the source and the summit of all Christian life. The other sacraments, and indeed all ecclesiastical ministries and works of the apostolate, are bound up with the Eucharist and are oriented toward it. For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the Church, namely Christ himself, our past. The past few paragraphs on the Eucharist were quoted verbatim from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1324 to 1375. And every Catholic should have ink spots on their nose from reading the Catechism so often. It is a readily available source to properly form us in the faith, and it can answer any questions we may have about our faith. And so goes the same for Scripture. The Bishop's Year of the Bible is a great opportunity to delve into Scripture. We will do that today by looking at today's Gospel. We read of how the Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They knew he was the son of Joseph and Mary. They knew his parents. So they grumbled. "How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Hearing their grumbling about this and recalling what the Israelites did when they found themselves in the wilderness without food, today we find ourselves eerily in the same situation. Tell me if you recognize these grumblings. How can God allow this to exist? Why is there so much evil in the world? If there was a God, evil wouldn't exist. Sound familiar? Our disbelief shows up in our grumbling. We exist because of the love God has for us. It is shown to us in the Eucharistic celebration of his love. He loved us enough to let us make the decision if we are to return that love. That is what the Eucharist is all about. That is why we are here, offering back to the Father that which he gave us, his Son, for the completion of our redemption. Now, to remedy our grumbling, we need to ask ourselves some hard questions about what we allow to exist in the world. For instance, what are we offering God in cohabitating, in living together? What are we offering God in viewing pornography? What are we offering God when we participate in an abortion? What are we offering God when we do not come against abortion? What are we offering God when we refuse his commandments? What are we offering God in our biases, prejudices, and hate? When we participate in that which God did not give us, we allow that to exist. When we do not come against that which God did not give us, we allow that to exist. If we come to believe what Jesus says when he claims, "I am the bread of life," then we can no longer allow that which is evil to exist. We must offer back to the Father that which he gave us, Jesus Christ himself, and nothing other. In the gospel, Jesus points out what is written in the prophets: "They shall all be taught by God." If we want to become more fully united in that which Christ speaks, "I am the bread of life," it is recommended to read the scriptures, to be in a true relationship with Christ. Saint Jerome says, "Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ." It is recommended to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church to help us grow deeper in our faith in union with the bride of Christ. It is recommended to follow the commandments of God to live a more faithful life in unity with the body of Christ. For those of us who believe in the real presence, we know that in order to enjoy eternal life, we must bring to an end our grumbling and celebrate the Eucharistic life in heeding the words of Jesus: "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world."